Welcome to this series of Bible lessons on the New Testament. In these 42 lessons, we will teach the history of the Lord Jesus as delivered to us in the four Gospels. We will start with the days that led up to Christ's humble birth in Bethlehem. We will then look at his blessed ministry, his suffering, his death, and resurrection. His humble life on earth concludes with his ascension, and after this, the blessed outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Lastly, we will teach the calling and ministry of the greatest evangelist that ever lived, Paul the Apostle. These last lessons are taught from the book of Acts and include Paul's missionary journeys. Be sure to use the lesson guide with questions and knowledge exercises presented with these lectures. We hope these lessons are a blessing to you. Thank you.
Lesson 29 of our Bible study on the life and the ministry of Christ is about the appearances of the Lord Jesus after his resurrection. And we begin with his appearance to the Emmaus travelers, which you may find in Luke 24, verse 13 through 35. And then in part two, we will see the other appearances, which we may find in John 20, verse 19 through 31. So first, Jesus' appearance to the travelers to Emmaus. We know that Jesus has appeared to Mary Magdalene and to the other women very early in the morning of the day of his resurrection on Easter Sunday, and that they have gone to the disciples and have told the disciples that not only is he risen, but they have seen him. Now there were still amongst the disciples who could not understand and could not believe that Jesus was risen. And rather than deceive themselves, they choose to leave the room, the upper room in Jerusalem. And two of those were Cleopas and a friend. And now they have left the company of the other disciples, and they are traveling to their home in Emmaus. Now Emmaus is about 7 miles or 10 kilometers from Jerusalem. And while they are walking to Emmaus, they are busily talking to each other about all the things that have happened. And while they are busy talking, a stranger meets them and joins them, walks with them. That stranger is actually Jesus, but their eyes were holden that they did not recognize him. They did not know who he was. And now Jesus asks them what they are so busy talking about along the way. And then Cleopas says to him, "Are you a stranger in this country that you haven't heard of everything that has been happening?" And then Jesus asks, "What things?" Well, Cleopas says, "About Jesus of Nazareth, that mighty prophet who did so many miracles and who we thought had come to redeem Israel. How that the rulers have condemned him to death and how he was crucified. And then we were troubled because we now heard that he is risen again. It is now the third day, and some women have come and they have reported that the grave, the sepulchre was empty, and that the angels have said that he is risen. Jesus then looks at them and says, O ye fools, and slow of heart to believe the prophets. O Jesus rebukes them, and he begins to instruct them. He begins with Moses and the prophets, opening the scriptures and showing them all the prophecies that had to be fulfilled and how they all related to the death and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, by this time they have reached the village of Emmaus, and then Jesus does as if he will continue his journey while they will go to their home in Emmaus. But these disciples, not only do they think it is late in the evening, we should not let this stranger keep going, but there has been this burning in their heart while they walked and they heard him, that they would like to have his company a little bit longer. And so they constrained him to abide with them, because they say, it is already evening, you should not go any further. And so Jesus goes in with them, and then they prepare a meal, and there they all sit at that table. And then Jesus takes the bread, and he blesses it, and he breaks it, and he gives them to eat. And while Jesus is breaking that bread, oh, then their eyes are opened. Then they behold that this stranger is really the Lord Jesus Christ, risen from the dead. And immediately after he has broken the bread, Jesus vanishes away from them. Oh, those two men could not wait to return to Jerusalem. No, Cleopas and his friend immediately begin the journey back to Jerusalem to tell the disciples that they have seen Jesus. And when they arrive there, then they are greeted by, the Lord is risen indeed, for he has appeared unto Simon. We read nothing in the Bible about the appearance of the Lord Jesus to Simon, except that he did appear to Simon. And then these Emmaus travelers also tell what they have experienced on their way and how their eyes were opened to behold Jesus in the breaking of the bread. Oh, then we see in part two that Jesus appeared several more times at different places during the 40 days that he was upon earth after his resurrection. Then the next appearance was actually when Jesus appears to the 10 disciples in Jerusalem. We find this recorded in John 20, verse 19 through 35. All these disciples are still gathered in the upper room in Jerusalem, but they are gathered behind closed doors because they are afraid of the Jews. Because the story of the soldiers is going throughout Jerusalem that the disciples have stolen the body of Jesus. And so they are afraid of what the Jews will do. And therefore, they are gathered behind closed doors. But there are only 10 of the disciples. Thomas is missing. Oh, why? Well, we have already mentioned earlier that Thomas is called the doubting disciple. Thomas was a man who needed to see things to believe them. And when he heard these reports, then he was troubled. And then he also left and was not with them when Jesus appeared. And then suddenly Jesus appears in the room with the disciples. Oh, he did not open the door. He came through the closed door. And then he shows those disciples his hands and his side, and he says, "A peace be unto you." Oh, those disciples were glad, but they needed confirmation that Jesus was truly risen in his human nature, that they were not seeing a spirit. And therefore Jesus asks, "Have you any meat?" And so they give him some broiled fish and a honeycomb so that Jesus can eat. That proves to them that he is not a spirit, but that he has come to visit them in his human nature with his body. Oh, then a spirit does not eat and cannot eat. And then those disciples, they tell Thomas the next day that they have seen the Lord Jesus. But hear what Thomas says. Thomas says, "Except I see the holes in his hands and in his side, except I feel those holes, I cannot and I will not believe." Now, it is 8 days later that the disciples are gathered together again, and Thomas is with them. Now, we should note that again, it is the first day of the week, because the Jews always begin to count their days with the day they are in. So the last time that Jesus met them was the first day of the week, and that was day one. And then you count all your days, so the next time that we have the Lord's Day, it is the eighth day. And now Thomas is with the other disciples, and Jesus again appears through the closed doors. And when he comes in their midst, he looks immediately at Thomas, and he says, "Thomas, come. Come and look. Come and touch my hands and my side. Be not faithless, but believing." Oh, then, Thomas, by faith, is able to exclaim, "My Lord and my God." Oh, then, he beholds in Jesus Christ his Lord, his Savior, his God. And then Jesus says to Thomas, "Oh, Thomas, now that you have seen, you believe. But blessed are they who have not seen and yet have believed." And then we see that Jesus has appeared in several more instances, and we will summarize those appearances in this lesson. Then he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, a second to the other women, then third to Simon Peter. Fourth time he appears is to the Emmaus travelers. And then he appeared the fifth time to the disciples without Thomas. And the sixth time, the disciples with Thomas. And in our future lessons, we will see how that Jesus appears to the 11 at the mountain in Galilee, and that he appears at the Sea of Galilee, and that he appears to 500 brethren at once, also to James, and finally, on the day of his ascension, he appears to his disciples on the Mount of Olives. And then Paul also says, "And that he was seen of me last." Paul saw this by faith, because Paul was not with them. So we have seen in this lesson how that Jesus has appeared only to his people. He did not appear to the public anymore. They have had their chance. But now he appears to his own people, to his disciples, to the women, to establish their faith and to confirm that he is truly the risen Savior. May we learn to know him, not only in his death, but also in his resurrection, that he may appear unto us as our Lord and our God, as Thomas said. Thank you. Oh.